Okay, so we're holding in the middle of the Gemara. In the middle of the Rashi, really. So we saw that the pashtus of Rashi is that Rashi learns tzatzah the cheresh begaran, since Rashi doesn't explain anything. That Rashi understands tzatzah the cheresh begaran means that be'etzim is not the ma'isa chitzuv of the pikeach. It's the chitzuv of the valid places. Means that it's not karvul vade. That when he gives it over to the cheresh, when the pikeach gives it over to the cheresh, so it's not karvul vade that the cheresh is gonna make this shreifa. The original hadlok is kol lechitzuf. The nupshi of giving it over to the cheresh, not karvul vade that it's going to lead to a hezek. So the Meir Teish learns that's not satz of the cheresh kegarim, that it's not called chitzuf. The way Tais learns that, we're going to see Tais inside in a few minutes, but the way Tais learns, how do you translate the word tzatz of the cheresh kegarim? I mean, it means a chizuk, but what's the sense of the Gemara? The Gemara should say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not karv levadi. That's what the Gemara should say. It's not karv levadi. What's the tzatz of the cheresh kegarim? So, some of Shad is, according to Tais, that, of course, when the cheresh goes and he's madder the godish, it is karv levadi, the godish is going to burn down. And that's a ma'isa chitz. That's a ma'isa chitzuk. But that's the chitz of the cheresh, not of the pikeach. That's when it's chatzav to the cheresh kagarav. That the cheresh is the one who went and burnt the godish. So he did the ma'isa chitzav. What all the pikeach did was give it to the cheresh. Giving it to the cheresh, that's poshut for the Gemara. That Gemara doesn't even have to speak out. That giving it to the cheresh is in itself not a ma'isa chitzav. The ma'isa chitzav is the hadlokas ha-godish. Hadlokas ha-godish, the cheresh did not the pikeach. That's a little bit of tesis. Rashi, well, it's hard to know exactly what Rashi is, because Rashi doesn't say that much. But I thought the shtikas Rashi is more mashma. That is the Gemara saying be'etzim to svar be'etzim that it's not a that to be chitz. No, Tosfos assumes that the cheresh could be like a ruach, so it's a ma'isa chitzov. Rashi holds not the way, but the ma'isa of the cheresh, not a ma'isa of chitzov. It's not koicher. It's a lav mikoicher goes. It's not koicher. A ruach is called koicher. That's the chiddush of Torah. The ruach is called koicher. But haylochas a cheresh is not koicher, and therefore it's koicher of the it's an independent koicher. The koyach of the cheresh is an independent koyach. It's not the koyach of the pikeach. It's an independent koyach. And since it's an independent koyach of the cheresh, and male is not koyach of the pikeach, and it's not chitzuf. It's after lying with dollar. It's not muchuch. All the things are not muchuch. We're building a Rashi silence all by itself. It's not so muchuch. But maybe Tasa Glayim Adover is the Rashi by Kelev. Rashi by Kelev also takes for granted that by Kelev, in the Chav Gimel, in Wesel Lechayim Nami Baal HaGachelev, so Rashi's the Kash is only because Isha Mishim Mimoyne. The Maskon, even of Yechon holds Isha is Mishim Mimoyne. So we can Mechayim the Baal HaGachelev, that's Mimoyne. But as Chitzo Vavada, we can't be Mechayim the Baal HaGachelev. Why not? So, Lefi Tais, if Rashi held like Taisvis, why not? Maybe that's Karol Vavada. I mean, we could say it's not karav levada. How does Rashi know that it's not karav levada? Maybe that is karav levada. Maybe that the cheir shall go be madlik the godish. That's not karav levada. That the keller will take the charor to the godish. Maybe that is karav levada. So emes that's not really such a problem because maybe it was pashut to Rashi that it's not karav levada. Rashi didn't see any reason to invent that it's karav levada that the keller will take the charor to the godish. We could learn pashut does isha mishim malayne. After all, that's the emes there. Yerchan is the name isha mishim malayne. But it's not. There's no dvar mechocham over here, but if we'll say in Rashi that it's nothing to do with karav levadi, be'etzim haylochas hacheresh is an independent koyach and it's not chitzuf to pikeach anymore. So haylochas hakelev is likewise an independent koyach, so it's not chitzuf of the baal hagachelos. So it's poshut to Rashi that by kelev is no chitzuf either. Again, it's not a smoking gun because, you know, even if Rashi held like Tosfos, you know, maybe Rashi holds like Tosfos and maybe Lo'olam Rashi's also going with karav levadi and it was just poshut to Rashi. Or Rashi didn't, was Pashat to Rashi, but Kelev was also not Karav Levadi. Kelev takes the Gehelis as Karav Levadi of go find the God of Summit. But that's not. That's such a raya. But let's say, anyway, for the time being. So now the Gemara says, Loi Mechayev at the mostly Gavz of Silsa Vishoga. So what's the mile of Gavz of Silsa Vishoga? Why is that already Yechayev? Even according to Yechayev. So Rashi says, Gavzo Esim Yereshim. The high rabbi peshayo. So this Rashi needs a big hazard. What do you mean high rabbi peshayo? So what if he's a peshayo? But it's not chitzur. We just said that chitzur the chayashim. Yes, so then I understand that it's a pshir, but it's a mechayiv as the pshir. Then you mechayiv even in a then even in a shalheves you mechayiv. But now you're telling me that Rav Yochanan, but now but Rav Yochanan the emes holds ishum mishum. Where Rashi learns the Gemara, Rav Yochanan holds ishum mishum chitzel. The shalheves is also pshir. According to Rashi, the way Rashi learns our Gemara, as far as this Gemara knows, the shalheves maybe is also pshir. But it doesn't matter because Rav Yochanan is not mechayiv as the pshir in the shmir of eish. Rav Yochanan is mechayiv only as chitzel. And here it's chitzav the chayosh. So what's it any different? So now you gave him gavs of silsav shogah. So it's a bigger shir. So what? So it's a bigger shir. But at the end of the day, what happened to the time of chitzav the chayosh? It's not his chayz. And if it's not his chayz, so if you have knows, you can only mechayev as chitzav. So Tosis learns, because it's karav levada, that if you gave him a shraga to shraga silsav the gavzo, so then it becomes karav levada, the chayosh is going to go on his make a shayfah. And once it's karav levadi, then the cherish becomes like a ruach, and then already it is. Then it becomes chitzur to pikei. Is that what Rashi means? Also, I mean, could be. Maybe we're wrong, and Rashi holds like Tosfos. After all, what were we building on? Rashi's silence wasn't such a strong foundation. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe Rashi holds like Tosfos. And Rashi is saying that it's Korov Levadai and it becomes a Ruach and it becomes Chitzav to Pikeach. Maybe, but it's a lot to read into Rashi. There's a lot here in Rashi that's Chosa. It's a Pshia, and because it's a Pshia, so therefore it becomes like a Ruach, Mutsuya Harvey Korov Levadai. And because the Ruach Mitzvah Harvey Korov Levadai, so now already it's Chitzav the Pikeach, and it's no longer just Chitzav the Chayesh. Up till now, it was only Chitzav the Chayesh, because it wasn't to remove the Ruach Mitzvah Harvey Korov Levadai. So that can't be called a Maiser Ruach. It's not a Maiser Ruach. It's not called Chitzav. But now that he gave it to him with Shraga and so on, so now he gave him with Gavzo. So now it became a Ruach Mitzvah Harvey Korov Levadai, and now it becomes a Maiser Pikeach, and now it becomes Chitzav. A lot of the doesn't sound like Rashi saying it. Then Ms. Tosfos read his chayot in Rashi. Tosfos read Esen Rashi. Tosfos read his mask into the Rashi. The Tosfos read Esen Rashi. He says, what happened to the title of Chitzur to Pikeach? I forget exactly what Tosfos read, but in effect, that's what he asks. And therefore, Tosfos read a different shot in the Gemara. That Gavza means that the Pikeach started the whole fire. He started the fire, and he put down enough wherewithal that the fire on its own could spread to the Godish. And then he told the Chayrish, watch the fire and don't let it spread to the Godish. So I would have thought, maybe that's good enough. He told the Pekeach to watch it. He told the Shaita to watch it. So he said, no, telling the Shaita to watch it is nothing. Now the fire, he's still culpable for the fire going and spreading. Because that's his chetz. The Eish went with Gamrei Mikayach HaPekeach. Okay, that's a different chapter in the Gemara. But what's Rashi's chapter in the Gemara? Very seldom this Rashi. Habi kol musim the shtabu and this Rashi. Hay vade pesheim. Strange lesson also. Hay vade pesheim. It was a suffix. Up to now it was a suffix. Now it's a vane. You should say it's a pesheim gomor. You can say about the Derech Efshe. You snatch your memory back to the Gemara by Mesechseches, by Gomel. So, the Gemara there had a kash. The Gemara said that according to it says if the Ner was Bifnim, the Bala Gomel is Chayim. So the Gemara asked, we understand. It's chitzav the gomel, so it's serious. But according to Reish Lakish, the ishum mishum emaynoi. So why a chayef leish, not your mom? This explains ishbar v'lo shogor. So this age doesn't belong to you. Age belongs to the bala to the chenri. So So what is Rish? So why according to Rish Lakish? Just chazan Gemara, just to reorient ourselves in that Gemara. So why is it for chazan Rish Lakish? Lav memayna de bal gamalu. So why are you chayav? So my answer is it's still my misachseches. Misachseches is like this, like mokam akhel. It's the mice v'yadayim. That's called the gamalu is mazik v'yadayim. So if the gamalu is mazik v'yadayim, so then fine. So the bal gamalu is chayav because his gamalu is mazik v'yadayim. So the Gemara asks, Ihochi, if it's talking about Mesachseches with the Gomel is Mazik V'yadayim, so why does it say that if the Chenveni left the Ner Bachutz, then the Chenveni is Chayav? If we're talking about Mesachseches, so we should be Chayav the Baal HaGomel. So it explains, because the Baal HaGomel was Pesheya, even if the Ner is Bachutz. Well, if the Ner is Bachutz, the Baal HaGomel wasn't really Pesheya, but if it's Mesachseches, the Baal HaGomel was Peshe, because he should have pulled the Gomel away. So let's be Mechayev the Baal HaGomel. If we're talking about Mesachseches, let's be Mechayev the Baal HaGomel. My answer is Amdal Hakam Emel. So there's Mechayev Shishayin, and what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, let's be Mechayev the Baal HaGomel? Tosfos learns it means, let's be Mechayev the Baal HaGomel too. The Baal will also Mechayev the Baal HaNer. The Baal will be Mechayev the Chenmi. The Chenmi left his Ner Bechutz. The Chenmi was Peshe. But let's also Mechayev the Gomel, because they were both Peshe. The Chenmi was Peshe, because he left his Ner Bechutz. The Baal HaGomel was Peshe because he didn't pull his Gomel away. So Memeilu, we should be Mechayev the two of them. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. However, Rashi and Rabbi Chananel, the Ravid, I think, or the Hashlama, I don't remember which one. One of the two. They learn, let's focus this Rashi and Rabbi Chananel. Rashi and Rabbi Chananel, they learn that the kasha is we should only be mechayev the chenven. I'm sorry, we should only mechayev the Baal HaGomel. They've asked that from the first. But Ben Chanan is prepared. So the Gemara's kasha is, let's only mechayev the Mesachseches, the Baal HaGomel. We learned that way in Rashi as well, because I think it's the Rashi of Tarnagol and Dlil. The Rashi holds that by Tarnagol and Dlil, when the Tarnagol throws the Dlil, so the Baal HaDlil is potter. I say, yes, what do you mean? Baal HaDlil is also mechayev. It's his Eish, he was Peshe, he left his Dlil around. Rashi apparently holds, like these are showing, that when you have the of the Tarnagol, so you don't go after the, you're not Mechayev of the Baal HaGomel. So here, the same thing, you have the Mesachseches of the Gomel, so that's the Hezek V'yadayim of the Gomel, and we would not be Mechayev, Mestamo, according to Rashi, we would not be Mechayev the Baal HaNer. Maybe we had otherwise that that's a Rashi learned right now, I don't recall. But Akoponim, that's what we assume at the time. The Rashi learns like the Reina Chanar. So Rabbi Chananel says, the Pshat is, because, Rabbi Chananel says, because Even Mesachseches Amai Chen V'Nechayev HaGomel Hizik B'Yadayim.
Says the Mechana, the reason why since the Gomel was Mazik B'Yadayim, so we're only Mechayev the Gomel and not the Bal HaNer, not the Chen V'Nechayev.
My answer is, I remember we said that it's kigaz and biyada chayse. When the gomel is mazik biyadayim, so it's called his. Even though the baal aner was also pesheya, but since the gomel was mazik biyadayim, he's the more. It's then we don't look at it that the we look at it that the we look at it the gomel is using the ner to be mazik deish. So then. That's the worst kasha. Let's be mechayev only the bala gomel, not the chenvi. So the Gemara answers kisha amda. So my answer kisha amda. Kol shekain the chenvi potter bala gomel chayev. What did you gain? If it's amda, it's even worse. My answer is amda hatul meimer. The Gemara lechatchila thought it's tam amda. So standing there for a long time. So the Gemara says amda makes it worse. Amda doesn't make it better. Amda makes it worse. Then we answer amda doesn't mean literally amda. Amda means amda hatul meimer. So but the Gemara lechatchila thought it's a kol shekain. If by Mesachseches the Baal HaGomel is Chayev and the Chenoni is Potter, so Kol Shekein, if it was Omdom and the Sichzecha, then it's even more that the Baal HaGomel should be Chayev and the Chenoni should be Potter. So what's the even more? What's the Nekudah here? So the Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel is at the end of the last line. V'yakshinar Kol Shekeinim Omdom v'Sichzecha v'adai hi hezika b'yadayim Chenoni amai Chayev. So Rashi says the Kol Shekein is in the same Svarah. If Mesachseches is called the Gomel, it's Mazik B'Yadayim, and therefore the Hezek were Miyachas to the Baal HaGomel and not to the Baal HaNer. So if it's Omdav Sichzecha, it's even more Mazik B'Yadayim. So it's in the same line. But Rashi says, Kol Shekein, Shehoyle Lemaher Lenahago Shaloi Tesachsech. Rashi says the Kol Shekein is that it's a bigger Pshir. The Omdav Sichzecha is a bigger Pshir. Then just sichzecha is a pshir. The mashmoyt in Rashi is that misachseches is a pshir, but under sichzecha is a kol shekein is a pshir. So there's a diuk here in Rashi. It's a diuk kal, but it's a diuk that it's mashmoyt in Rashi that Rashi learned that the mile of misachseches, the reason why by misachseches, when miyaches the hezek to the bala gomel and not to the bala ner. Stimus Rashi. The emphasis, I think, the diuk was also from Stimus Rashi. Stimus Rashi is mashmoyt. The Gemara's kasha is, why is the Baal HaNer, should not be chayav at all? Now remember. The Lashon of the Gemara is Chen V'ni Amai Chayav. Why is the Chen V'ni Chayav? The Chen V'ni should be potter. So Tosfos says it doesn't mean literally Chen V'ni Amai Chayav. It means Chen V'ni Amai Chayav HaKol, you should only be chayav half. But Rashi doesn't say that. Stimus Rashi is learning like Ben Chananel. Chen V'ni Amai Chayav Klal, we shouldn't be chayav the Chen V'ni at all. But in the Hezber, l'chor, you see a difference between Rashi and the Rebbeinu Chananel. In the Rebbeinu Chananel, the Hezber is Chen V'nei Amai Chayev because the Gomel was Mazik B'Yadayim. And the Gemara says on the Kol Shekein, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Kol Shekein that is Mazik B'Yadayim. According to Rebbeinu Chananel, the Nekuda is that since the Gomel was Mazik B'Yadayim by Mesachseches, so therefore we have to be Miyaches the Hezek to the Baal HaGomel and not to the Ner. And we talked about that Rebbeinu Chananel. The Rebbeinu. And so we have the Rambam also. It's Gagaz and Yad HaChetz. But the Lashon of Rashi is Mashma. On the one hand, that he's also learning like Rabbeinu Chananel. Chen V'ni Amai Chayev, the Chen V'ni should not be Chayev at all. Because if he meant like Tosfos, Chen V'ni Amai Chayev, why is the Chen V'ni Chayev 100%? He should only be Chayev 50%. Rashi should have spoken that out. The pastors in Rashi is that he's learning like the Gemara at face value. Chen V'ni Amai Chayev, the Chen V'ni should be Potter. But the Mashmas in Rashi is that why is the Chen V'ni Potter? Because Mesachseches is a pshir, not because it's a mazik b'yadayim, but because it's a pshir. What do you mean because it's a pshir? But the Baal HaNer was also pshir. Like Rashi makes it sound like Kol Shekein that the Baal HaGomel should be only one who's chayiv. Shehoy loy lemayr lenaga shloit tesachsech. So he's a pshir. So what if he's a pshir? The Chenuv is also pshir. So Chara, it says in Rashi. So when you have two pshirs, one after the other, you have the pshir of the Baal HaNer, but then you have the pshir of the Gomel. we're miyachas the hezek to the pshia of the gomel, not to the pshia of the balanet. I don't know why it should chew even. Why is it any different than a shard pushed another shard into a bar? The Gemara says there where they divide their head. They don't say, well, the she of the Bala Shah came later. She of the Bala Shah was first, the she of the Bala Shah was later. And not Miyachas the Hezek to the Bala Shah. So you have to say, here it's different by Misach Seches, because I guess at the end of the day, because it's Misach Seches, so it's more proximate, it's more, since it's a Maisa Yedayim, so it's a closer Pshia. The Pshia of leaving the Ner B'chutz, and then later you have a Pshia of being Mazik B'Yedayim, the Pshia of being Mazik B'Yedayim eclipses the Pshia of leaving the Ner B'chutz. But Avad, it's not so far away from the Nechara, yeah, it's Mukhuk in the Gemara. The reason why all of a sudden the Chenveni disappears is because of Misach Seches. If it wouldn't be a case of Misach Seches, then there'd be the Pshia of the Baal Ner, then we would have the Pshia of the Baal Ner, it wouldn't disappear. But because it's Misach Seches and it's a Maisav Yitzhi B'Yadayim, so therefore Mechayim the Bala Gomel and not the Bala Ner. That says in the Gemara, but the Hezber look, it sounds a little bit different than the Menachanal and Rashi. In the Menachanal, it sounds like the Hezber is because it's a Mazik B'Yadayim, so a Mazik B'Yadayim, once he's a Mazik B'Yadayim, so we don't look at the Bala Ner at all. The Hezber is like a Garzim B'Yad HaChayzer. When you Mazik B'Yadayim with a Ner, then we don't look at the Ner as being an independent Mazik at all. We look at it as just something that the Gomel used in order to be Mazik, in order to be Mazik B'Yadayim. And Rashi, it's Mashmah, it has to do with the Pshia. When the Chenri left his Ner B'chutz, that's a kind of Pshia, that's Mechayim. But Misach Seches is a closer Pshia. So we're Meyachas the Hezek to the proximate Pshia, to the closer Pshia, not to the Pshia HaRechayk. What I want to get to is, that's really a Moshe. What I want to get to is this. That Rashi says that it's Chitzut the Baal HaGalai. Rashi learns Agamara, that the Gemara's Kash is Chitzut. Since Rashi didn't say anything. Rashi's Pash is learning Gemara, Chitzut the Baal HaGalai. Chitz of the Cheirishu means that I look at it, since it's the Chitz of the Cheirish, so it's no longer the Chitz of the Pikech. Yeah.
I mean, they often question, you see that already from the first case of Gomel. Meaning, how did the Gemara learn that if the Chenveni put the Nerevah in Mechutz, that even if the Gomel came along and did anything, so the Chenveni is going to be Chayv al Kol? So already you're often question, you see that when there's a Pshia, it's always the, that would be the Cheirish, the
They're not sure that it's called the Pshia. Their pasuk is not called the Pshia of the Baal Gomel at all.
It's not. That's why the Chenveni is Chayv al
Kol. No, because he wasn't Pshia. Because he wasn't Pshia. He was the Pshia. He didn't do anything wrong. But here we have a case where the Gomel was also Pshia because he was Misach Seches. But the Gomel was Pshia by Misach Seches, but the Baal Chenveni was also Pshia by leaving the Ner B'chutz. So here you have two Pshias. So Taisa says, yes, you have two Pshias. They should both be Chayv. And in Rashi it says that no, when you have two pshias, we look at the pshia that's more karv. So the pshia of the gomel, since the Misach Seches, is more karv than the pshia of the balaner. Chayrish
would have gotten
going out on fire as a pshia. Hold on. I just want to bring out. It's a way, in a way, it's a moshul. But you see an idea in Rashi that you can have two pshias bouncing around, but a miyach is the hezek to the bigger pshia, not to the small, to the closer pshia, not to the further pshia. So here we're talking about napshia. We're talking about chayz. So it's not, it's other mamasa. Chetz is other mamasa. But it says in Agamara that it's chitz of the cheresh. Chitz of the cheresh means, I mean, even though the cheresh, Taisa's time is, what do you mean? I have also the chitz of the pikech. Where the chitz of the pikech go? So Tosi answers it's not Karv Levadi, so it's not called the Chitzib of the Gech. And Rashi doesn't mention it. So maybe the Pshat of Rashi is Rashi learned, I don't need to come on to that. The fact that it's Chitzib of the Cheresh makes it that it's not Chitzib of the Pikeh. Because the Chitzib of the Cheresh eclipses the Chitzib, since the closer Chitzib is the Chitzib of the, again, here we're talking about Pshia of Mamon HaMasek. The Pshia of the Balaner is a Mamon HaMasek. Here we're talking about not Mamon HaMasek, we're talking about, because we're going to have Yechonon, Eish is not Mamon HaMasek. We're talking about Chitzib HaMasek. It's Koicha, it's Odom HaMasek. So it's the Odom HaMasek of the Pikeach, and it's the Odom HaMasek of the Cheresh. There's two Odom HaMaseks over here. The Cheresh could also be Odom HaMasek. He doesn't have to pay for it, but he's the Odom HaMasek, and the Pikeach is the Odom HaMasek. So Tosis' problem was, where did the Odom HaMasek of the Pikeach go? Fine, so it's also Chitz of the Cheresh, but what happened to the Odom HaMasek of the Pikeach? So there's two Odom HaMaseks. Tosis has to say that it's not Karv Levade. But in Rashi, you see in Rashi already there's such a musug that a closer mazik eclipses a further mazik. That the again, there he's not talking about Ishim Shimamani over there, he's talking about Shlokish. The Gemara over there is going in Shlokish. We're talking about Ishim Shimamani, but at least you see the idea that when you have such a case where one mazik is closer than the other, one is a more proximate cause than the other, Mesachseches is a Sibu Yosef Koiva than leaving the Nerva Chutz. So when we yachas the Hezek, let me finish the thought because it's the miyaches the hezek to the one that's closer and not to the one that's further. So Rashi holds that the alderach said in the Gemara over here chitzub. Rashi read the Gemara, didn't add anything to the Gemara, didn't say anything. Chitzub the cheresh. What do you mean chitzub the cheresh? The problem is it's chitzub the cheresh. Very nice, it is chitzub the cheresh, but it's also chitzub the pikeach. Where did that go? The answer is Rashi holds that the one eclipses the other. Because the chitzov of the cheresh is closer to the hezek than the chitzov of the pikech. The pikech's chitzov was that he lit the fire and he gave it to the cheresh. The chitzov of the cheresh is he went and he lit the godesh. Whose chitzov is it more? It's more the chitzov of the cheresh. So since it's more the chitzov of the cheresh, so we miyachas the hezek to the chitzov of the cheresh, and that eclipses that you no longer look at it as being the chitzov of the pikech. That was very geshmak in the stimus Rashi, because it's very close to Lashon Gemara. Rashi didn't think he had to be most of anything. If it's chitzav the cheresh, then we said everything. But if it's chitzav the cheresh, what do you mean? Why it's chitzav the pikeach? Rashi thinks it doesn't have to. It's not. Rashi has this concept that it can't be both. One eclipses the other, just like by the gomel. Since it's the hezek of the it's the ma'is and mazik of the gomel, of the bala and the it's the pshir of the bala gomel eclipses the pshir of the bala there. So here also the chitzav of the cheresh eclipses the chitzav of the pikeach, and that's the Gemara's kash. Different Gemara says according to Rabbi Yochanan Nechan Ami shall have a sispoter. That's called tapsa the cheresh kagorim. That is the achizav of the cheresh that caused the fire. So therefore it's the chitzav of the cheresh. Tapsa means chitzav. Tapsa means achizav. Achizav is chitzav. It's the tapsa of the cheresh. It's the chitzav of the cheresh that's gorim directly the hezek of the godish. Mele if it's the chitzav / tapsa, the achiza of the cheresh, then we don't look at it anymore as the tzafsa and the achiza of the pikeach. So now what changes? So what's any different by gavza? So now the pikeach gave him gavza. So Rashi says, hovad de peshe, we didn't hovad de peshe, but it's not his chitza, it's the chitza of the other guy. It's the chitza of the cheresh. So I feel it means, so maybe Rashi means like this, that, Chitzuv is also a pshir. Emma says Chitzuv is also a pshir. But it's a pshir of Adam HaMazik. And there's Adam HaMazik is also a pshir. Adam HaMazik is also a pshir. It's a higher level pshir than Shmiris Mamayna. Shmiris Mamayna is a Adam HaMazik has more chiyuvim, it's Dalad Varim, it's more, there's a chayiv more for it. But Adam HaMazik is also a pshir. It's Shmiris Gufa. Adam Wood La'ilim and Erb and Yoshin, you have to watch yourself when you're sleeping. Adam HaMazik is also a pshia in your shmira, not to be an Adam HaMazik. So, what Rashi's saying is, ordinarily, when you give a shalheves to a cheresh, so since it's the chitz of the cheresh, so I don't look at it anymore as the chitzuv of the pikeach kama, which means that I don't look at it anymore as the pshir of the cheresh, because chitzuv is also pshir. That's one that we have to add for this Rashi to make any sense at all.
that chitzev is also pshia. It's not the pshia of laman amazik, it's the pshia of adam amazik. But it is a pshia, what's mechayri by adam amazik is they were pshay and shmiris gufa. When you give a shalheves to a, when you give a shalheves to a cherish, so there is a pshia of adam amazik, but it's eclipsed by the adam amazik of the cherish. Different than according to Reish Lakish. If an Eish is a mammon, so my when I give the mammon, my Eish, my mammon, in Reish Lakish's world, when I give it to the Cheresh, she can't say, well, now my Pshia is eclipsed by the Pshia of the Cheresh. I'm the Pshia, because it's sitting there by the Cheresh, and I still have to watch it. And I'm not watching it. My having my Eish wander around over there by the Cheresh, who's not watching it, that's my Pshia. So I'm Pshia the whole time. You can't say, I'm not eclipsed by the cherish. But if you're talking in Rav Yochanan and Ishum Shem Chitzov, so the chitzov, the pshia is not, I'm not watching the cherish that's sitting over there by the cherish. The pshia is the pshia lies in the adam amazik, in the shooting off of the chetz. So when I lit the fire, I shot off the chetz, that's a pshia. But it's eclipsed by the fact that the cherish then took it in and lit the godish. So his chitzov eclipses my chitzot. So we don't look at it, so it's no longer called that I was pesha, and my pesha goes away. Says the Gemara, by gavza, my pesha is so big. How about the pesha? The pesha of giving a gavza to a cherish is so big that it can't be eclipsed by the chitzot, by the pesha of the cherish, by the other mamazik of the cherish. That's what Rashi means, Havadi Pesheu, means this is such a big Pshia that it can't go away. You can't say, well, this is a Pshia, I gave a Sheva, you know, Chitzov, making a Chitzov, lighting a Chitzov and giving it to a Cheresh is a Pshia, but it's a Chitzov, meaning again, Pshia of Chitzov. We're not looking at the Pshia of not watching the Eish while it's by the Cheresh, that's Isha Mishim Amana. We're looking at the Pshia of creating this dangerous fire. And I created this fire. It's a chetz. It is. It's a chetz. I created a fire. It's a pshia. Lighting a shalheves is a pshia. But it's not. Even if the b'yol cheresh in the picture, I light a shalheves, it's shim chetz. So that's a pshia. It's odom hamazik. And if the shalheves goes in and burns down a godless somewhere, that's called my pshia. It's called my odom hamazik. But if the shalheves, if the cheresh then comes, but if the cheresh then comes, or I give it to the cheresh, and the cheresh then goes in and lights the godish, so then even though in a way it's still my pshia. It's still my Adam Hamazik. But my Adam Hamazik, but it's more his Adam Hamazik than my Adam Hamazik. It's more the Pshia of the Cheresh than my Pshia. So, Tosis would say, yeah, but my Pshia doesn't go away either, and you can't go after the Cheresh, you're not a Bardat, so you can only go after me. But Rashi has this Musud that one Pshia eclipses the other. If one Pshia is more proximate, it's more curved to being the cause of the Hezek than the other, so then the other Pshia disappears. I don't look at it as being the, I don't look at the Sefer HaKadosh as being a consequence of my Pshia, of my Chitzuv. I look at it as being a consequence of the Pshia of the Pshia and the Chitzuv of the Cheresh. But that's only where my Pshia was not, you know, was not so overwhelming. I made a Pshia that I later shall have this. It's a Pshia. But it's not as close of Pshia. My lighting of the Shalhevis is not as close a reason. It's not so proximate a cause. Not so much a Siba Kreiva of the Sefer HaGodesh as was the Chitzuv of the Cheresh. So therefore, I say I look at it as Chitzuv of the Cheresh and not Chitzuv of the Bikeach. And I say that my Pshia already was not relevant. My Pshia wasn't relevant to the Sefer HaGodesh. The relevant Pshia was the Maisaf Cheresh. The relevant chitzah was the Maisach Cheresh. That's chitzah of the Cheresh. But if I made a pshia that's so big that it was like gavzo, so hov vade pshayu. The vade over here means this is a pshia that you can't ignore. Not, this is a pshia that can't go away. This is for sure a pshia. You can't say, well, since I gave it over to the Cheresh, so already it's not my pshia anymore. The hadlokas hashalheves is, the shreifas hagodesh has nothing to do with my pshia. My pshia is irrelevant. My pshia disappears. Because it's eclipsed by the much more important and relevant pshia of the cheresh. That's if I didn't give him a gavza. But if I gave him mamish the gavza, I gave him the whole, I gave him all the bomb making material to blow up the godish.
then you can't say that my pshia was eclipsed by his pshia. This is a pshia that you can't get away from. You can't get away from my pshia. If you can't get away from my pshia, then it's my chitzuv and not his chitzuv. Or at least his chitzuv don't eclipse my chitzuv.
I think the riot is that you can't say safsa b'cheresh kagarim by the last case. Meaning, what Rebbe's saying is a safsa b'cheresh kagarim eclipses the
right, that's what Mamas Tavot, that's what we're coming to answer. Tosfos really asks, what happened to safsa b'cheresh kagarim? At the end of the day, it's the safsa b'cheresh. And Rashi Shita is, when you have safsa b'cheresh, the chitzuv b'cheresh, it takes off chitzuv the pikeach. The Torah says, yeah, chitzuv the b'cheresh takes off chitzuv the pikeach, because I look at the Seifas HaGodesh as more a result of this, of the chitzuv of the Chayrish, and not so much as a result of the chitzuv of the chitzuv. And that ties in. That ties into Rashi by Misachseches. That when one gom, when the gom is Misachseches, even though you also have the pshil of the Balaner, but the pshil of the Balaner now shrinks into irrelevance next to the Misachseches, the greater pshil of the Bal HaGomel, whose gomel was Misachseches. So the pshia of the Balaner was there, but we don't look at it anymore because it's already receded into insignificance. And that's how Rashi over here learns by chitz of the cheresh as well. That's what safta the cheresh kagar means. That the chitz of the cheresh are the main event over here. The hadlokas a cheresh is much more a cause than the hadlokas I lit a fire, he lit a fire. I lit a shalheves, he took it and lit the godish. Which chitz of over here was the real, do we look at as being the cause of the shayfas hagodish, the chitz of the cheresh? That's safta the cheresh kagar. But if I give him and therefore my chitzov, the main thing we have to keep adding is that shia means chitzov. That's not so terrible, because chitzov means adam amazik. Adam amazik is also a kind of shia. And Rashi uses the language of shia because he wants to bring home the point. If Rashi would have just said, hovade chitzov de pikeachu, so I'd say, what do you mean hovade chitzov de pikeachu? Chitzov de cheresh. What's any different? And I'd say, no, here it's much different. Here it's much more, here, you know, in the size, like who says the size of the chitz by gavza is, it's more chitzov by gavza than it is by shalheves mehechatesa. So Rashi needs to explain, because it's more pshia by gavza. But we need to translate that, because that we can understand. That we can understand intuitively. It's more pshia by gavza than it is by shalheves. Yeah, that everybody understands. But the point is that now translates. If it's more pshia, then it's more chitzov, because chitzov is also kind of pshia. It's the pshia of adam amazik. So basically, what Rashi is saying is the pshia of the chitzov of a regular shalheves can be eclipsed by the chitzov of the pikeach, because the chitzov of the pikeach were much more important to the hezek than were the chitzov of the shalheves. But in the case of gavza, where the pshia of the balha, where the pshia of the pikeach was so big, if the pshia of the pikeach was very big, then his chitzov are very big, because chitzov is a pshia of adam amazik. So his adam amazik over here became very important to the Seifas HaGodesh, because he had a very big role. He has the starring role in this movie over here, in this attack on the Godesh. He gave the Chayrish the stuff to make. He gave him gavza. So that's a vadli pesheyu. You can't say his pshia shrinks into insignificance. He's a vadli pesheya. Well, if he's a vadli pesheya, then his chitzur don't disappear. If his chitzur don't disappear, then it's not then he's chayim shum chitzur.
Sounds like the svara eclipsing and being karov, yeah, along with the fact that what the gamal is doing and what the cheresh is doing is not only a shia, but it's also a maisa. So it sounds exactly the same as the Tosafot Ritz maisa shel sheni is mevatel the pshiasa shel rishon, and then you just have to answer up for why the Tosafot Ritz in the case of gavza changes the case, and also why yes, kasha
rashi. The Tosafot Ritz says maisa shel rishon and shel sheni mevatel the Tosafot Ritz said it to explain. Yeah, Tosafot Ritz has it, but Tosafot Ritz only has it that chitzov is mevatel memayna. He's explaining the masana. So why you potter by shalheves? So he says because since it's the chitzov of the cheresh, and it's only the memayna of the pikeach. He's going with the Rashi. Chitz of the Cheresh. It's the Chitz of the Cheresh, not the Chitz of the Pekeach. He has a different problem. That's good now in the Gemara at this point, that everything is Chitz. The Maskana, there's also Mamayna. The Chitz of the Cheresh, why is it Mavatul Mamayna of the Pekeach? So he says, you say, no, Chitz of is Mavatul Mamayna. This Chitz of is more proximate than Mamayna by definition. Rashi is not going in the Maskana right now. Rashi is still going in this Gemara, the Gemara of Chitz. We don't know about Mamayna yet. We don't know that the Yerkan has Mamayna. We're only in Chitz. Rashi is saying, avoid from Chitz. that although the chitzim of the chayish is mevatel the chitzim of the pikeach, but there's different size chitzim. There are chitzim that could be misbatel, and there are chitzim that can't be misbatel. The chitz of gavza is so big that it can't be misbatel. Meaning that the pshia of the adam hamazik of giving over a gavza is so big that that's a chitz. That's an adam hamazik that's not misbatel by the adam hamazik of the cheresh.
By Tarnagol, it's also with two pshias. So.
We said at the time there are, it's a little bit of a different word. Yeah, his lashon it's a similar idea of one. We said at the time the Tzvi has similar shinus, but they're not identical. Because here we saw that chaitz is mevatel mammon. Over there, they're both mammon. The tarnagol and the dill are both mammon. There, it's a different word. Since it's the koyach of the tarnagol throwing the dill, it's not atzma, it's not a mazik. It's the koyach of the tarnagol that makes the dill into a projectile. So again, we're miyachas it more to the bala tarnagol than we are to the bala dill. Here, the etzim kind of svaris that one thing can eclipse the other as being a cause we have in the Tzvi Shvid as well. But the Tzvi Shvid doesn't have the notion that one chaitz could be mevatel, that sometimes the chaitz is a mevatel chaitz and sometimes it's not mevatel chaitz. That the Tzvi Shvid doesn't subscribe to. That's why he breaks down by gavza. And I'm saying in Rashi, the Rashi holds that even when you have two chitzim, the chaitz of the pikeach and the chaitz of the cheresh, and the rule is that the chaitz of the cheresh, that the chaitz of the cheresh is mevatel chaitz of the pikeach, that's only when the chaitz of the pikeach is not such a big pshia, represents not such a big pshia. When the chaitz of the pikeach represents a vade pesheil, it represents an ineradicable pshia. That's what means vade pesheil. This is a pshia you can't get away from. You can, you know, no matter what the cheresh did, you can't get away from the fact that the pikeach was behind it. So that's a pshia that's not misbatel. So since that pshia is not misbatel, that chaitz of adam hamazik is not misbatel.
Is it far for Rashi that in certain situations there's equal amounts of pshia, so we need to say that someone's high, so we make the second guy high. But in a case where one's more than the other, you don't need that svara anymore.
Again.
In certain cases, the pshias will be equal, and the chitz of pshias will be equal. Right. So we need to say someone's high, so we'll say the second guy is high.
So sometimes even Rashi agrees, like Shosha, like I said before, Shosha Docha for Mor. Sometimes you have a case where you have two shukfim and they're both pshias are working together, and then we don't have to only choose one. But nonetheless, Rashi holds, like the Tesherit also holds, that when one Shia is closer as a Sibba, it's a Sibba greater more than the other, like somebody lit a fire and left it outside. But then the other fellow let his gomel be misachsechas and play around with the fire and burn down a whole bira. And so they're both Shias. Without the Ner, the gomel wouldn't have done any damage. Without the gomel, the Ner wouldn't have done any damage. We want to know who's the Sibba HaKreva Yoser. So Rashi holds, the Sibba HaKreva Yoser is the gomel who's misachsechas more than the Ner that's on the outside. So and Rashi has this notion, which he shares with the Tosfos Rid and with the Tosfos Rid at least, that when you have a Sibba Kreva and a Sibba Rechaika, the Sibba Kreva is Mevatel the Sibba Rechaika. And I think that's how Rashi learned the Pshat, and what we're saying now is that's the Pshat in the Chitz of the Gomel. The reason why the Chitz of the Gomel is Mevatel the Chitz of the Pikeach is not because it's like some physical fact of nature that if the Pikeach was there, he's not a Ruach. It's because the Pshia of the Adam HaMazik, of the Pikeach, of the Cheresh rather, is a Mevat, which is more close to the Shreifas HaGodesh. It's the more Siva Kreva of the Shreifas HaGodesh, is Mevatel the Shia of Adam HaMazik, which we, in short end we call a Chetz, of the Cheresh. So you know Havana why the Chetz of the Cheresh is Mevatel the Chetz of the Pekech. Before I said, because it's not a ruach, Rashi holds whatever that a kelev is not a ruach and a cheresh is not a ruach, so therefore it's not called chitzov. The mitzias is not called chitzov. That's not the way we're saying now. That's not the pshat. The mitzias maybe it could be chitzov, but it's not called chitzov because chitzov means adam hamazik, and adam hamazik is a kind of pshia. It's a different kind of pshia than mammon hamazik, but it's a kind of pshia. And just like we find by mammon hamazik that a pshia can be eclipsed by a pshia that's more siba kreivah to the hazard. So you have the same thing by other mamazik. If you have two other mamaziks, the one other mamazik was just lighting the shalevis, and the other other mamazik was burning the goddess down. So when miyachas the hezik more to the other mamazik, the pshia of other mamazik slash chaitz of the cheresh, and not so much to the and not to the pikeach. And that's what it means chitz of the cheresh. It's his other mamazik. The chitz of the pikeach disappears. But that's where he's not a vade pesheh, but where he's a vade pesheh, meaning it's a kind of shir that you can't get away from. It's a kind of shir you can't ignore as being a cause of the Shreifas HaGodesh. So then that's a chesed that doesn't go away, and then you chayim mishum chitzuf. Yeah, I think it's Gishmak of Shat in Rashi. We're saying a lot based on Taror, Matli, and Besara. We have very little Rashi's to go on. We have to listen to Rashi's silence. That's like the whole thing. You have to listen to Rashi's silence. Okay, but nonetheless, I think it's a Mahalach, and it should have been with the Rashi before, by at least the general ideas. You know, can't say the Rashi before that it says this word. Rashi before it's not talking about Chitzur, it's talking about Mamayna. And by Glil also, Rashi's talking about Mamayna. The Glil is... whatever, it's, each case has its own profile. Not all these cases aren't identical. It's not like that case exactly parallels this case. But I do see that Rashi subscribes to, which we find that he showed him such a notion, that one Sivas Hezek can eclipse the other. So I want to say, that's the Pshat in Chitz of the Gomel, Chitz of the Cheresh. Chitz of the Cheresh means that his Pshia eclipses the Pshia of the Pshia of the Bala of the Cheresh. Again, if you're like a Shlokas, the Ishim Shimamani, that's not true. Because the Cheresh is an ongoing Chiyav to watch his Eish. So when the Eish is sitting there by the Cheresh, and the Cheresh takes it over to the Shalhevis, that's a Pshia of the Pikeach. He's supposed to be watching his Eish and not letting the Cheresh light fires with it. So in Mishlokish you don't have all of this. That's why in Mishlokish there's no chitz of the. We don't say, well, you know, in Mishlokish we understand. In Mishlokish the Gemara holds. That's why the Gemara had a kash in Mishlokish. You gave your shor to a Cheresh. You can't say, well, now it's his chitz. Now it's his pshia. Now it's the Cheresh's pshia not watching the Cheresh. You're supposed to be watching your shor. Why are you leaving it by a Cheresh? So that's if you hold in the world of Mishlokish that you have an ongoing chiyuv to watch the Eish. But in the world of Rav Yechon, you don't have an ongoing chiyuv to watch the Eish. There's just the pshia of the Adam Amazik when you lit the Eish. The pshia of the Adam Amazik when you lit the Eish is eclipsed by the pshia of the Cheresh who set fire to the Godish, unless it's Gavza. That's a Vadi Pshia. That's a pshia that you can't get away from. Yeah. I have to leave soon. Okay. One side issue. At least I think about Halakha Rashi. It stands by itself. One side issue, which is by Gavza, why don't I say, okay, it's fine, it's Adam Amazik. You see, you lit the fire with the grace of Pshu, the big Pshia, Vadi Pshia, can't be eclipsed, and it's here. But why does he call it Lechitzov? When I lit the fire, the Cheresh wasn't here. Words about later, they call it Lechitzov. Elamai, but maybe giving it to the Cheresh is itself a kind of chitzah. That's totally machlokes yeshayim. If pshia, if chitzah has to be literally a ma'aseh avara, or pshia and not watching it, by Tosafot Amud Aleph said, you don't have to have mamash that you lit the havara. If you didn't watch it by chelis, that's also a chitzah. The Rashi and Chav Gimel by Noflud Leika b'chatzerei, where Rashi says the mishoshi hidlikas agod hidlikas shehidlikas eish. Was mashmah to us a little bit that Rashi holds you always need a maisavar. Well, if you always need a maisavar, so here you need the maisavar was when you lit the shalheves, but then there was no cheresh around, so it's called lechitzov. Later on, when you gave it to the cheresh, that was a big pshia, but the cheresh it's not a maisavar. So why is it if Rashi holds? I don't know for sure, but if Rashi holds, like the simple reading of Rashi and Chav Gimel, then you need a maisavar. And Rashi also by Chitzov, Rashi Nechav Bezim and Aleph, also the Pashat of Pshat in Rashi, Mishum Chitzov. Rashi comes like Hidlik. But Akoponim, it's a mocha in here. So Kubi, it's not true. Maybe these dukkim are very shachad yub. Kubi Rashi agrees that giving over to the Cheresh is also a chitzuf. And since it's such a big pshia, so it doesn't get eclipsed, then in the mail it's called chitzuf the pikeach kama. The alternative would be to say, and I think maybe it's not so rochoik, that the Gemara at this point doesn't know about kolol chitzuf. Well, this is kolol chitzuf later, after it says that nofel aged, they were mechayev. We're looking for a case of Tomun. So the Gemara says Tomun, the Kol Chitzov is Tomun. So the Gemara, and the Gemara says Ishim Patal Gamer. So the Gemara says no, Ishim Rav Yechon also Ishim Mishum Amayna. So it could be that that's only mischadish later in the Gemara, the whole notion of kol echitzuf. And later in the Gemara, it's not sure why you chayev on shraga if it's kol echitzuf, because you chayev by shraga al sishem shem alayna. Then we go to the Gemara daf tes. So once you say that rechanam ishem shem alayna, then we revert to the Gemara daf tes, that the Torah of shalheves is for a different reason, because it's not called bari hezeko. And then everything changes. But at this stage in the Gemara, that we don't know Isha Mishim Amayna in Rabbi Yochanan at all, maybe we don't know about Kol Lechitzav either. So maybe it's not such a problem. Anyway, that's a side issue. Okay. The Baran Taisus, I guess we'll go through inside Mr. Shem next time. Although we already handled that, this Taisus, this Baran Taisus, and we'll know the Sugyot Lil, but we'll run through it. And then we'll go on to the next Sugyot.
By Rashi says,